You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Tom Gazzola joins us. Tom, let's start with the golf. And, you know, Brooks Koepka wins. Corey Connors was right there. And, you know, he had the tough hole on Saturday. And then on Sunday, really just, you know, struggled. Five over and wasn't really in contention at all. Kind of disappointing end to what looked like a really good start to the weekend.
Awesome start to the weekend for Corey Connors. You know, lots of hope and expectation, I suppose, because he's kind of, I mean, we've got a bunch of Canadian guys, Hughes, Hadwin, obviously Connors is part of that, where they're right there. And I know sometimes they pull off the wins, but that would have been huge to win the PGA Championship. And I flipped on the TV, Greg's, and I know Connors was a shot or two back going into Sunday. And I was like, okay, like, don't be one of those classic Sunday meltdowns for a Canadian. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people have that same kind of like, just hang in there, do it, make it happen, go for a big run. And it didn't work out. It was another one of those tough Sundays for Corey Connors. But that weekend did have a lot of tremendous stories. Obviously, Koepka with the win, like, good for him. Looked like he had a great time yesterday at the Panthers game. And then Michael Block was just absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, we're always rooting for our Canadian guys. Corey Connors, it was so promising for the first three rounds. And then it was one of those ones. And I feel like people would resonate with me when I say, yeah, you kind of just hope that they pull through, our Canadian guys, on the Sundays. And, you know, you expect the worst. And unfortunately, a lot of times it happens.
Yeah, it's tough. There's no question about it. You know, they had a really good first 3 days, and then it just unfortunate. And that's kind of been Connor's MO, I think. And we had Bob Weeks on, and he feels it's more between the ears than anything else.
Yeah.
Because he's obviously got the ability. He's one of the best ball strikers out there. But for whatever reason, I don't know if you call it the Sunday yips, but that's something he's going to have to figure out, because the Sundays aren't going anywhere. So you're going to have to figure it out to be able to just play as well as you did and just look at it as, hey, this is just another day at the course. I played her all the time. Who cares? So
right.
Obviously easier said than done.
I'll just say this to add on to that, Greg, as a final thought on the PGA this weekend. Like, if guys like Connors and Hughes and Hadwin and they get there to on Sundays and they get to that position where they're within striking distance or they're leading a tournament – if they continue to put themselves in those positions, at some point it'll settle in, it'll click in, and they'll know how to deal with that expectation and the weight of the championship Sunday, and they'll start converting on those. So the fact that they're getting there and they're on the cusp is a good thing, and eventually experience kicks in, and you know how to handle those situations. So hopefully they keep putting themselves into positions to succeed, and we're not talking about a Sunday blues type of day.
Well, it would be great when that can happen. The Florida Panthers are up 3-0. I think the series is over. It's just a matter of how many games it's going to be over. And Carolina's lack of offense, which I thought was an issue, has come to the fruition for them. I saw a mixed reaction. Last year, everybody really liked Brady Tkachuk being around. Some Ottawa fans are like, what? Come on, it's too much. I'm like, why? It's his brother. And you know what? So he met Brooks Koepka, and he was jokingly, you know, drinking out of the PGA Championship Cup and stuff like that. Like, I don't understand why people think having fun in May is going to be a negative for Bodie. Trust me, he would much rather be playing. And part of me wonders if him being around there just adds fuel to him to keep him motivated. Like, you know what? I got to get here. We got to get at least into the dance sometime.
Yeah, I think you can never please people completely. And there's going to be those that are saying you should be focused on training, this and that. I'm sure he's taking care of that. But I actually don't mind the personality of the Tkachuk brothers. Sometimes it can be over the top. Yes, they can be annoying. You know, they're not for everybody. But, like, him having fun watching his brother. Like, Greg, you have siblings. I've got siblings. If my brothers were having success and I'm in the same field of work as them and I'm on a rival team or company, I don't care. I'm going to go have fun. If I'm out of it, I'm going to go and enjoy. So I really think that it's nice to see a little bit of personality. We complain about hockey players not having personality. Well, here's here are a couple brothers who have a ton of it. Is it for everyone? No. But they're having fun. They're enjoying themselves. They're with Brooks Koepka, who, you know, just won that PGA Championship. Like, this is a good thing. And I like seeing stuff like that. Him, you know, drinking out of the Wanamaker Trophy, putting it on his head. Koepka looked like he was having a great time. I don't know if you saw the clapping video of him that went viral, the meme. Like, I don't know what he was, how much he had drank or what else he was partaking in. But, like, to me, we talk about personality and a lack of it from hockey players. Well, here's a couple of guys that are showing it and supporting themselves, their brothers. I have nothing against it whatsoever. And you know what? We see it in other sports, too. We've seen the Manning brothers support each other. Look at the Kelce brothers in the NFL as well. Those guys are one another's best, biggest fans. Like, it's good. There's nothing wrong with that. And it doesn't take away from when they need to perform for their respective clubs at all. They take care of business. But when they're away from the field or away from the rink or they're not in it anymore, they're enjoying and celebrating their siblings. And I think it's great. And I like the viral videos. I like the memes. Bring it on. That kind of thing is actually good. It's wholesome. And those guys are rambunctious. So I like the Brady Tkachuk stuff, honestly.
Yeah, I don't see much of an issue with it whatsoever. Did you happen to watch the CFL game that was streamed online yesterday?
Yes.
Did you watch it? What did you think of the quality?
Well, the quality was good. Good on the CFL for putting out a solid stream. I actually put it on my TV. I hooked up my computer to my TV through the HDMI cable. And the stream, I had it on 1080p the entire time, or 1080. And it was really good. And they synced up the Stamps broadcasters to the video feed, and it worked out really good. I was talking to Dusty Nielsen. We shot the oil stream today on location. And he's going to be doing the game, it sounds like, this Saturday. So the CFL is making a point of turning these streams into good quality productions. Is it going to be a TSN broadcast? No. But I thought yesterday's stream was really well done. You know, you get the scoreboard feed matched up with the play-by-play from the radio crew, like I talked about, and I thought it was perfect. The only thing was the first half went by, I think, in about an hour, which was great. And then the thunderstorm hit, and the delay was just as long as the first half took. And by the time, you know, they got to the second half, you're watching and see, and, you know, it was neat to see some of the guys. It was good to see Kyle Loxley under center playing quarterback. And I thought French had a good game. Maybe that continues if he gets into the next game. I'm sure he will. I thought he was an impact player for the Elks yesterday. So all in all, Greg, I have to give the CFL a thumbs up on that. Because there's a lot of times where we can rip on the league, and rightly so. Sometimes not rightly so, wrongly so. But they got that one right yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. Now I watched the first half and then had to go, so I didn't watch the second half. And obviously, as you mentioned, it was delayed. It's always difficult because of, you know, who's playing in that game, and you know, it was not a lot of starters in there. There's some young guys, and we have Coach Jones coming up right away, so I'm kind of curious to see. You know, I'd expect a few cuts today, but I wonder, because of, you know, if we'll delay their cuts, or does he want to get down after next weekend so he kind of can go with his whole main team and have an extra week of practice? So, or does he want to save his guys and not have that? So that's
right.
One of my questions for him. And Tommy, I know that it is Connor Halley's wedding this weekend.
Yep.
And you know what? After you know, there was the wedding ceremony of the Giants Marlins game. Are you kind of surprised that Connor didn't wait and get married at a Chargers game?
A little bit. How about this couple that gets married? I think it was in the seventh inning stretch of that Giants game at T-Mobile Park with 30,000 people watching on the video board. Interesting. And obviously they're huge Giants fans. Now, when it comes to our boy Connor Halley, I don't think Ashley would go for that, although it would be a sweet trip to go down to a Chargers game and watch them at SoFi Stadium and see Connor get married. So I'm sure it crossed his mind. And as you know, Greg, knowing and working with Connor for so long, he is a diehard sports fan, and he would probably be open to getting married at a Chargers game, but rightly so. Ashley probably would kibosh that. So I'm looking forward to this Saturday, that's for sure. I think we're going to have a good time. Maybe you and I will have a libation or two, maybe a China White with Strutty, and we'll celebrate our boy, Connor Halley. And you know what? It's kind of funny to see people get creative with their nuptials. And that one couple yesterday at the Giants game getting married during the seventh inning was just another one to add to the list of weird marriages at sporting events.
Well, a lot of ideas for Tom Gazzola when the day comes.
Well, one day, Greggs, one day we'll find Mrs. Wright, and maybe we'll make it happen at a baseball game, football game, hockey game. I don't know. She'd probably say no.
Oh, I just see Tom Gazzola, the battle for the garter belt on Saturday. That's really what I'm watching very intently to see how serious you take that. This stage of your life, buddy, you got to, you know what, if you believe in lucky things, you got to be out there, you know, creating some space, elbows up. So we'll be, Streds and I will be watching and cheering you on heavily for that.
Oh, of course you will be. Of course you will be. Encouragement from the boys. That's always best. I love that positivity.
Team players, buddy. Team players.
That's right.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Greg.